Radiotopia.
From PRX.
Hey gang, it's Neil. You might be wondering why we've dropped an unexpected bonus episode into the feed this week. Well, in honor of the final week of the Radiotopia fundraiser, where we're asking listeners to give Mortified something extra, we wanted to give you guys something extra too. And since we view the Radiotopia Network as kind of like a family, we thought it'd be fun to take a break from the usual format of the show and invite you guys to listen in on a recent family gathering featuring the gang at Mortified.
Hi, it's Hadley.
And it's Dave.
And the gang at The Illusionist.
I'm Helen Zaltzman. I make The Illusionist.
And I'm Martin Zaltz-Horstwick, and I make music for The Illusionist.
To come over to my place and do what families do best, make fun of each other while playing a fun game. And to make it even more fun, we decided to play a game that we've never shared with anyone.
Until now.
Ooh.
But if you haven't donated yet at Radiotopia.fm, now's the time. Your support keeps shows like Mortified, Ear Hustle, Criminal,
and The Illusionist
alive and online. So without any further ado, we invite you to play along with us as we play Pop Predictions, the game that asks, how much can you predict about a movie you know almost nothing about? Dave, Hadley.
Yes.
What are we doing? Why are we all sitting around a table?
So today is a very special day. We're doing a very special kind of episode.
Do you want to explain what game we're about to play?
The idea is that we're going to take a movie that none of us have seen. We're going to give you very little information about it. We're going to look at the poster, and we're going to maybe look at a couple seconds of the movie trailer, but nothing more.
Cool.
And then we're going to ask you a bunch of questions about what you think might happen in this movie. And afterwards, we're going to watch the movie together, and we'll see how many people actually predicted questions right. And the person who got the most things right will be the winner. And the winner gets to be the king or queen of Radiotopia for an entire year.
Wow. Oh.
Yep.
Didn't realize it was a monarchy.
If it's like England, the king or queen won't have any power. It's fine.
Right. Yeah.
And so to play this game, we thought it'd be really fun if we chose a movie that was very fitting for the podcast. We picked a movie that has the word diary in it.
Oh. Mm. Is it Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
No.
Is it Bridget Jones' Diary 2, Edge of Reason?
No.
Instead, we did...
What's the name of the movie?
It is called Dear Diary, I Died.
And
we found this purely on a Google search of movies with the word diary in it.
Wow.
And any movie called Dear Diary, I Died seemed like we'd have to watch that and make pop predictions about it.
What we found also exciting is that all the movies that we found, we looked up on Rotten Tomatoes and they all had scores. This one didn't have any score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
zero.
Oh, boy.
We literally might be the first people making public comments about this movie.
That's might be the first people to watch it. Mm.
Here's the poster.
Oh, no, it's Mar Vista. You
know what does that mean?
So Mar Vista.
That's the name of the company that distributed it.
Yes, is a lot of films that are usually made independently without any distributor in mind and then bought very cheaply.
Okay.
By whom? They are like infamous for having pretty terrible films.
And you guys could describe what you see in this poster.
It's a kind of dubious looking Caucasian woman in the center with long blonde hair, and behind her sort of smudgily rendered young white people.
And it's a blurry white people.
Yeah, blurry white people. And the strap line, they silenced her sister, now they're after her.
The people in the background, do you think that they're blurry because it's like it's all in her head?
I took it to mean unspecified, numerous unknown enemies.
Yes. You can't trust anyone.
Right.
Okay, so the trailer is 1 minute and 50 seconds
long. But
we're
not going to watch the whole thing.
We're not going to watch the whole thing. So let's watch 15 seconds of the trailer. Would you like, Helen, would you tell me a moment in the trailer to start?
28 seconds in.
Great.
Beautiful.
Okay, we're going to watch.
Oh, boy.
This is from the trailer of Dear Diary, I Died, official trailer.
Now solving her sister's death.
The judge won't stop until I'm dead.
Means taking on her biggest role yet.
I'm gonna go talk to her boyfriend, Christian.
He'll recognize you.
I'll go undercover.
To catch her sister's killer.
Christian.
Okay, that's all we got.
A lot of it looks like it was filmed on home video. The lighting in the interiors doesn't make it look like a film. It makes it look like quite a cheap soap opera.
So I have a question for all of you. Transparency, we're gonna use the honor system. Have any of you heard of this or seen this movie?
No. Neither.
Absolutely.
No one has heard. Has anyone read anything about this movie prior to this conversation?
No.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
Great. So.
I wish, but.
If you're listening, has anybody out there heard of it?
And if you haven't, this is your invitation actually to watch the movie too and play along with us at home.
Okay, let the games begin.
Helen, reach in.
Thank you.
Tell me, what did you pull out?
The question is, does a child die in this movie? Flashbacks count, but events prior to the movie beginning do not count. Does child mean anyone under 18, or do you mean specifically like a little kid younger than the protagonist on the poster?
Great question. Thanks. What do you guys think?
The spirit of the question is probably, oh, it's a sad little vulnerable child dying and it's tragic, as opposed to like a 15-year-old dying is like kind of sad.
What the
fuck? It's fine. They've lived a full life.
I mean, anybody dying is sad.
They went out when they were still hot. Cut that. I think a teen...
Keep it.
I think
put it on a loop.
No. I think a teen will die, but I think a preteen won't die.
Yeah, the sister, from that trailer, we saw that the sister died.
So we don't know how old she is.
I think
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the sister died, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say other people are going to die.
So it seems like across the board, everyone is saying yes?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, next question.
Will there be any male characters crying in this film? I hope so.
So is it a yes?
Yeah, but I don't know whether there will be good enough actors to actually look like they're crying or whether it'll just be like, please, I'm begging you, but not
that
like...
That still counts.
Okay, yes.
Wait, does it? Is it real tears or just scrunched noses?
I think they're just going to scrunch.
I think scrunched noses should count.
I think that counts as a cry.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's going to be like a tearful dad or brother.
I think there's going to be a boyfriend.
I was going to say boyfriend.
And he's going to cry at the funeral. Absolutely.
His name is like...
Shane.
Carson.
Carson. That's your idea of cool?
Yeah, he's named after Johnny Carson. So wait, Hadley, your answer is yes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then Neil, you're the... So we've
I'm
got
definitely
four yeses.
Yes, and I think it might be a bigger cry than we're expecting. Ooh. And I think it might have multiple times.
Okay.
My question is, what is the time span of this movie? Is it days, weeks, months, or years?
I think it's days, but there might be a few weeks in between two clusters of days. So like days when she finds her sister and then a few weeks later when she realizes they're coming to get her too.
I agree with what Helen said, but also I think right at the end of the movie, there's going to be a 6 months later flashback of like, you know, the aftermath. And
oh, that's a twist.
Hand coming out the grave or something. Yes, 7 months in total from like beginning to end.
Okay, here's the question. It says, what minute is the title first said without going over? If the title is said at all. If the title is not said at all, you will just say 0 minutes.
I think the phrase, dear diary, I died, will not appear. But I can imagine it being like, dear diary, I died today when I saw Bobby in the hallway. So probably no, never.
I'm a zero as well.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. I mostly agree, but I do want to throw out the possibility that if it's a very cheap movie, there's a strong chance there may be a narration.
Ooh.
And the narration might be by a dead person.
Mm.
And would that change your minds?
Well, I've been trying to work out whether saying, dear diary, I died, closes the first act or tees up the third act. So I think either it'd be like 22 minutes in or like 48 minutes in.
The question is there a sex scene in this movie? And if so, where does it take place?
Mm.
Ooh, that's a difficult one. Doesn't seem like a very sexy film, but yeah, maybe in the main character's boyfriend's bedroom. I think it's going to be a classic kind of like sexy titillation and then something terrible happens, like there's a dead pigeon gets thrown through the window.
This is definitely not a movie, I think, where we see sex. I think this is a tamer movie, but I have a feeling there's no nudity, but I think there will be a sex scene. I think it'll happen in a car.
I was going to say the same.
Yeah. I think if there's a sex scene, it will happen vertically because I think films that are trash, it's usually people standing up in an alley or against a tree or in a corridor.
Does this seem like an alleyway sex movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, interesting.
Interesting.
But I think it could be she has sex with someone she thought was an ally, but then they turn out to be the main antagonist.
So everybody has said yes, correct?
Mm.
Even, including you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the location is... Car, alley or outdoor, and...
Boyfriend's bedroom.
Or corridor.
I think it starts against the wall and then falls to the floor.
Wall to floor.
Have the main characters got like bad knees or something? Is that...
They're just stumbling around. They weren't expecting this to get hot and heavy so quick.
So they're just having sex on the floor of a corridor.
Of his bedroom. Yeah, right. They missed the bed. The bed's right there.
Okay, guys, are you ready? So should we watch the movie?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah.
Is it going to be good?
No.
All right.
So as the gang goes and gets their movie watching snacks together, I just wanted to take a quick moment and talk to you about the Radiotopia fundraiser. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, you've probably heard us talk in recent weeks about how important Radiotopia is for us. So we thought it'd be cool to hear from someone else, maybe like Helen, about what Radiotopia means to her. Why did you join Radiotopia?
Wow. Well, it was in order to get to make a show that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to make. The Illusionist was started for Radiotopia. And at the time it came along, a radio show that was kind of my regular gig in Britain had just been cancelled in a year where all three of my regular gigs had been cancelled. And I wasn't sure what to do with myself.
Well, and you didn't just get to do a show, like you didn't just find another gig. You got to do this like show that probably started as like a passion project.
It was very empowering to be given permission to make a project of my own. Like them just saying, okay, we have faith that you can do this. Here's the financial ability to do it. Off you go and do it.
What does it mean for a listener to support a thing like Radiotopia?
Well, I support a lot of podcasts. And so it makes me happy to feel like I'm part of this thing that otherwise wouldn't exist without my little bit of contribution. When you spend money, you're making certain choices, even if they don't feel like choices. And so if you are a Radiotopia donor, you're kind of voting with your money for independent media that's very honest and very earnest.
Well said.
Well, it's quite a lot of word salad in there. I'm not proud.
So if you've been meaning to donate to Radiotopia, but you just haven't gotten around to it, do it now. Just take a moment and go to radiotopia.fm. Any and every amount really helps. It helps ensure that shows like The Illusionist and Mortified continue to thrive. We greatly appreciate it. That's radiotopia.fm.
We are back. We've watched the movie. How do you feel emotionally?
Stressed.
Yeah, a little upset.
Now, did you feel a little bummed that there wasn't an actual diary? I mean, there was a diary of sorts.
There was like a diary app that was an audio diary app.
Any other surprises or disappointments?
I thought it was going to be more like a kind of like she was bullied at school situation or at college, not by a shadowy judge figure who was connected to the Russian mafia.
Yeah.
The Russian mafia was by far the most unexpected thing in the movie, amongst other things that...
You would never have thought.
Never from a movie called Dear Diary, I Died. Do you think that the woman who was part of the Russian mafia...
I thought she was okay. I didn't think her performance was notably bad within that ensemble.
I thought they were all... No, I thought they all did a fine job of acting. It's just sort of a hokey, silly plot. Let's get into the results of the questions. I'm going to quickly kind of go through them. First one was, what minute is the title first said without ever going over?
It was never said.
That's right.
So who got that right?
Hadley, Neil, and Martin got that right.
Woo!
We all voted yes on there will be a sex scene, and turns out the answer is?
Yes.
Yeah. There was. It was a hot and steamy sex scene.
For like 2 seconds.
Was it hot and steamy? You even said, does this count as a sex scene?
Okay.
What was it? Where did the sex scene take place?
The sex scene did not take place in an alleyway, for Helen.
It took place in a lawyer's office? All right, next question.
Were there any male characters crying in the film? And the answer was?
Heck yes.
Yes.
The father had a bit of a cry. That was one time he did some acting.
You predicted, Mark.
The main character's father, yes.
So that there was a big question, which was a child going to die in this movie? Now, we knew that there was death involved because the title is Dear Diary, I Died, and it seemed like it was going to be a movie about teenagers. But the answer of does a child die in this movie is...
No.
That was the crazy. But there were college kids, but we didn't count them because they were at least 21. Yeah. There were adults that died. There was a body count of 4 people.
Three
people. So we all got that wrong. Next question. What is the time span of the story? Does it take place over a day, weeks, months, years?
This was the most exciting.
Yes. So for the whole movie, it was weeks.
Till the last 30 to 45 seconds of the film. And then suddenly it jumped 2 months later.
Martin said there was going to be something at the end of the movie yes. where there was going to be a big time yes. jump, and Martin was correct.
That was the most exciting thing in the entire movie.
What a twist.
All right, so who's the big winner?
We've tabulated the scores, and there is a clear winner, and I will say this.
Wait, can you go from worst to best?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because worst is a tie.
How many people
All
tied?
All of us, probably.
Everybody tied.
except
the winner. The low score is 4, and it is shared by the following people. Helen.
Fair enough.
Me. Neil.
No, fuck.
And the final low score is either Hadley or Martin. The winning score was 7, and it belongs to Mr. Martin.
Woo!
Ostwick.
Dr.
Martin Ostwick.
Congratulations, Martin. You know what this means? You are now officially the king of Radiotopia.
This is a very proud moment. I'd like to thank the Academy.
You have won a copy of Dear Diary, I Died.
Oh, my God. I've got a really fun Christmas period planned out for myself.
And you're going to go as your favorite Dear Diary, I Died character for Halloween?
Foxy Russian Lady.
What?
Foxy Russian Lady. Has she got a name?
Oh, Foxy Russian Lady.
Is there anything we want to say to the makers of this film?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thank you.
And this concludes our bonus episode. If you played the game along with us, we'd love to hear how you did. Let us know on social media. And if you weren't in a spot to play along, why not play a version of it with your family and friends over the holidays? Also, a really big thank you to Helen and Martin for participating. But really, they had no choice. They've been staying at my house for the last week. Also, we had a lot of fun with Dear Diary, I Died, but I do want to take a moment and just acknowledge the makers, cast, and crew of the film. Pulling off the making of an independent feature film of any length, of any kind, let alone selling it to a distributor, is really no small achievement, so congrats to them. The same, of course, could be said for independent podcasting. So please take a moment, go to radiotopia.fm, and donate whatever you can. Any amount is greatly appreciated. That's radiotopia.fm. Of course, we'll be back in the new year with all new episodes of Mortified. Until then, happy holidays.